February 21, Genesis 24, a happy marriage. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. Genesis 24:7. Isaac was highly honored by God in being made inheritor of the promises through which the world was to be blessed. Yet when he was 40 years of age, he submitted to his father's judgment in appointing him, his experienced, God-fearing servant, to choose a wife for him. And the result of that marriage, as presented in the Scriptures, is a tender and beautiful picture of domestic happiness. Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. What a contrast between the course of Isaac and that pursued by the youth of our time, even among professed Christians. Young people too often feel that the bestowal of their affections is a matter in which self alone should be consulted, a matter that neither God nor their parents should in any wise control. Long before they have reached manhood or womanhood, they think themselves competent to make their own choice without the aid of their parents. Many have thus wrecked their happiness in this life and their hope of the life to come. Parents should never lose sight of their own responsibility for the future happiness of their children. Isaac's deference to his father's judgment was a result of the training that had taught him to live a life of obedience. While Abraham required his children to respect parental authority, his daily life testified that the authority was not a selfish or arbitrary control, but was founded in love and had their welfare and happiness in view. If there is any subject which should be carefully considered, in which the counsel of older and more experienced persons should be sought, it is the subject of marriage. If ever the Bible was needed as a counselor, if ever divine guidance should be sought in prayer, it is before taking a step that binds persons together for life.